Yeah, it was a good day out there at Warwick Farm on Saturday. Yeah, interesting day for Declan McDonough, who I think was having his last rides, wasn't he, before returning home.
And got suspended.
He ended up, he got suspended, and he also carried a towel in race one. It was incredible. Morning, Brad Davison.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. That was one you don't see every day.
No, you don't. I think we saw something in the Northern Rivers about 4 or 5 weeks ago of a similar nature. But yeah, obviously the sweat towel there got caught up on Fonami as they went around in the first race. So the stewards whacked him 200 there, and as you mentioned, they then got a 5-meeting suspension for careless riding on the Beck. But I don't think it's going to bother him too much. I think he's going back to Ireland. He's going to be having a little bit of a break before he starts riding anyway. So I don't think Mark Van Gessel asked him if he had any prior engagements in Ireland. He said, oh, not as too cold. So yeah. I think he'll be laying low for a few weeks before heading back to, I think he flies back to Ireland today, but I doubt he'd be riding for a couple of weeks yet.
Yeah, I just think he's... his visa ran out. That's the only reason he's going back home.
No
one would go back at this time of year, surely.
Mm. Yeah, well, he said he'd go back for the Irish flat season, but I asked him on Friday night out at Canterbury whether he'd come back. He said it's all depending on those visas. He said if I can get the right visa, I'll definitely come back. I think he's enjoyed his time here, and he's ridden a couple of city winners as well.
Isn't the income tax rate incredibly low in Ireland? Isn't what all the companies...
trying to entice business
there. Maybe that's why Declan's gone home.
Chris Waller's got some tax issues.
Yeah.
Of the good kind.
Good, they're good ones.
I always say, if you're paying tax, you're making money, which is a good thing.
That's true. He got inducted in the New Zealand Hall of Fame on Friday night, along with Murray Baker, so I'm sure... That would have been a real touching thing for Chris, because he's always been very proud of his New Zealand heritage and that as well. So well done to Chris. And he already became the quickest trainer to 100 Metro winners in Sydney. So he's well on track to break his own record, which I think is in the high 160s anyway, Metro winners for the season.
Can he get 200?
Well, you wouldn't think so, would you? I mean, it's only just past halfway point of the season. So I suppose if he put his mind to it, he could, but it's just hard to keep up that pace, isn't it, for so long. He's had such a good run, and you'd think that you'd just fall a little bit short, because his record being the high 160s is quite a jump from there.
Mm. Charlie Appleby, looks like he's got another runner for the Doncaster Mile, and Polarisation is coming back to try and win its third Sydney Cup.
Yeah, we won two last year, didn't we?
That's right.
We should have no excuse, should we, as punters for that race, because he won the race and then he went around $6-$7 the next time. You think, how'd he do that? But, Tormore is the horse he's looking for the Doncaster Mile. It's the horse that's Group 1 winner. He's won, I think, 7 from 23 starts. Hasn't raced in September 2016, so we'll wait and see how he comes back before getting too excited about a Doncaster. But, Charlie obviously had good success last year over here, and you're trying to do it again with a few horses in the autumn.
Well, I think if you follow him, you won't be too far away from lining your pocket with a little bit of cash. The country championships, it all cracks off this weekend. It was going to be starting in Port Macquarie. But of the 400 unlucky runners in the CF4 stakes on the weekend, who was the most unlucky, Brad?
Well, Duff put a little tweet out about that and put Bray Smash, Single Gaze, Abby Marie or Mighty Boss. And Mighty Boss got 30% of the vote on Twitter. I was a bit surprised. I thought Abby Marie would have beaten Mighty Boss comfortably if she had any luck whatsoever. So I think that might be the punters talking through their kick a little bit there, because I think Abby Marie was about 50-1 when Mighty Boss was right in the market. But I thought she was clearly the most luckless runner. There were a few hard luck stories, but if she had any luck at all, I think she comfortably wins the race. So for those on it, the big odds, I'm lucky with Abby Marie.
Mm. Racing at Goulburn today. You got a tip for the listeners?
Yeah, race 5, number 8, oh so tempting, around that $3.50 mark. I was really taken by his debut win at Maria. He's bred to get up over 1600. He goes to the 1200 today. I think this is a real natural progression for him. Small field, expect him to be finishing at the top of those. Race 5, number 8, oh so tempting.
Okay, he's a $3.80 chance, Brad, so we look forward to that. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.